Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I am Rebecca Miller, and I'm guest hosting for John Ryan, who had a commitment for today. My co-host today is Ann Hirsch, and Ann is a Project Independence member, a member of our Great Neck Project Independence Advisory Committee, which is, I think, where I met you originally.
You bet.
And
actually, you know, we met here.
Oh, did we meet here? Oh, I remember that.
Yes, you were on after me. So,
yeah.
Yes.
All right.
And now look where we're sitting.
I know.
John better get nervous. He better come back.
I know. I think John usually calls after when I guest host and tells Christina to tell Rebecca this, you know, this is not her gig. So, and I respect that, John. I do. But anytime you need a guest host, I'm here. I'm actually the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging, Project Independence. And I'm really happy to be guest hosting today. We have some special guests from Family and Children's Association programs. And what I'd like to do is we actually have three. We have Lisa Stern, Tammy Ditkoff, and Martha Mata. We're going to be talking first with Elisa and Tammy. And I just want to find out a little bit about Family and Children's for our listeners. And then I'd like to talk a little bit about what programs you have out there for seniors. So, Lisa, you seem to have the most acronyms after your name. So let's start out. Now, we know what an LCSW is.
Yes.
ICEP. First, tell us a little bit about Family and Children's.
Well, Family and Children's Association is a nonprofit social service agency. And our mission is to protect and strengthen Long Island's most vulnerable children, seniors, families, and communities. We offer assistance to those who are experiencing social, emotional, and economic challenges. People very often hear Family and Children's Association, and
right,
they don't associate it with seniors. We actually served about 9,000 seniors last year in all of our programs. So we have a very vibrant and active senior division. And we have a lot of different services. Our strength is that we work collaboratively together, and you're going to hear this morning about many of our services.
Wonderful.
We wanted to talk a little bit about our ICEP program, which is Expanded In-Home Services for the Elderly program.
Okay.
I like to say case management and in-home assistance, which really explains more about what that program is. We're funded by the Nassau County Office for Aging.
Okay.
And the New York State Office for Aging. You'll see ICEP programs in this area, which is Project Independence North, Town of North Hempstead area,
yes,
which is mostly Family and Children's. Catholic Charities has the South Shore, and JASA is in Long Beach.
Right, okay.
So we all do the same thing, but we basically have case managers that can go out into the home of vulnerable seniors and connect them with any resources in the community.
Lisa, how does one get services from Family and Children? Is it something they call you, or does a neighbor call, a family call?
We get referrals from all different resources. For seniors that are homebound, very often we'll get a referral from hospital discharge planners.
Right, great.
We work closely with the senior centers in Nassau County. We work with Project Independence
yes,
all the time,
do.
And we use a lot of your wonderful services here, right here.
Is there a phone number? If somebody wants to kind of access you, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They're going to call 292-1300. We have a case manager on duty every day.
And that's 516, of
that's
course.
516.
Okay.
And that case manager is going to take some information. Sometimes it's a lot of information, so we best know how to advise you of what resources are available.
Right, okay.
Everything is confidential, and we need consent and permission to use any information or make any referrals. But we do a lot of listening, because
right,
we believe that seniors are the experts on themselves.
Yes.
So we try to listen, and every case is tailored towards the needs of that senior.
Right.
And we want to know what they want in
okay,
their life.
And how is there a time, just can somebody who maybe they have a case open, how long generally would a senior have a case open? Could it just be ongoing or just to resolve something?
It's very often ongoing. You'll usually get a call back within 3 days once the intake
okay,
is taken. A case manager will visit you within 10 days. They'll do a comprehensive assessment. They'll talk to you about what your care needs might be. ISEP can provide up to 20 hours of home care per week. And it's a cost share program, which is on a sliding scale. It's,
right.
It's based on your monthly expenses and your monthly income.
Could you, before I give the phone number again, ISEP, can you just again tell us what that stands for?
Expanded In-Home Services for the Elderly Program.
Okay. So that's ISEP. And if you have questions regarding it, Lisa, so anybody could call 516-292-1300. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can also call 311 and they would be given, the caller would come to Project Independence and we would then refer them out to you or to our community social worker who might reach out to family and children's. Thank you for all that information. Tammy, you are with the Friendly Visitor Program.
Yes.
You're the coordinator. And I know that I worked with the other Lisa Stern, Lisa Birch Stern,
yes,
who we go back many, many years. Say hello. She had sent us some information recently on it, and I believe that we in the past actually were involved with the Friendly Visitor Program. It sounds very friendly. How does that work?
So what we do at Family and Children's is we connect trained screen volunteers with homebound seniors. And what our volunteers do is for an hour a week, they'll go to the home of the senior and spend time with them. They'll do things that they have in common, like maybe bake or play cards. A lot of them like to talk about the old times.
Right.
And it's really, it's an amazing program, both for the homebound senior and for the volunteer. We've had very emotional stories.
Yes.
At our meetings.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and it's the Green Trees Foundation is how we're able to run this fabulous program.
Through the grant, okay.
Yeah, and we have about 30 placements right now, and it's growing, and we hope to grow the program, in the next few months.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll reach out to us. We can work together because we'd love to be part of it. We do have a lot of seniors in our town, a huge percentage of our town's population. I believe it's over 20% are 60 and over. Not that 60 and over like to identify themselves as a senior. And the fact of the matter is people 60s and even in their 70s are working today.
Right.
But, you know, we also have a huge population of seniors in the town who are living a lot longer. And I think that there's a misnomer that, wow, you're living into your 90s and you're 105 and you're healthy, you're so healthy. But really the fact is you are living with multiple health conditions, lonely, a lot of people you know are no longer around. So this Friendly Visitor program, you know, especially kind of linking it's linking them up with another senior.
It doesn't have to be a senior.
Okay.
It can be a college student.
Right.
It can be just someone. We have someone who goes on their lunch hour to visit with a senior.
Right.
We're particularly looking for volunteers to be friendly visitors, and those can be seniors.
Oh, that's great. If somebody wants to be a volunteer, what do they do? How do they connect with you?
Again, they can call that 516-292-1300 number,
okay,
and they just talk to whoever answers and say they are interested in the Friendly Visitor Program, and they'll connect them with Tammy.
When you get a person, do you evaluate them to make sure that everything that someone is allowing into the house,
right,
is safe and so on? So is there something that, you know, you've already screened and you have, okay.
Great question. We have do background checks on all our volunteers. We have training for the volunteers on how to deal with certain situations and what they're allowed to do and what they should not do. And it's a very comprehensive program.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because you never want to be taken advantage of. And sometimes you open up a door and you want to be sure that the person on the other side is good and that you're going to be fine,
right,
with this person.
Right. And also you should know, like, all our programs work collaboratively. So many of our clients have case managers. We're a team. So that if the friendly visitor notices something in the home, because they might be there more regularly than a case manager, they always report back to the case manager or to the program coordinator, Tammy, who will follow up with,
right,
us. So,
And that's great because, you know, as you know, Project Independence is an aging in place initiative. And our goal, of course, is to help the senior age in their home and provide services that are appropriate, whether it's transportation, community nursing. So when someone goes into the home, the goal is to help them stay in their home and to be as safe as possible, whether it's to help them socialize, because socialization is so important. And just like with Project Independence we were talking about before, sometimes, you know, you may be a very extremely healthy 84-year-old and you're driving and your family's around, but you might know of a neighbor that is not as lucky or living life as full. Maybe their family's on the West Coast, or they're recently widowed, or they no longer can drive. So there's many things that come up. And I think, like Project Independence, if some neighbor wanted to, they could make their neighbor aware that, hey, you know, Families and Children has this wonderful program, and you can have kind of like match you up with somebody who really... When you volunteer to do a program like this, you do it because you really want to. You really want to get to know somebody and kind of establish a relationship.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a wonderful program. And if anybody is out there looking to volunteer, you know, they can call the 292-1300 number. And it's for any age. So that's really nice, because intergenerational relationships are wonderful. And a lot, you know, younger people can learn a lot. And so can we. So can the older generation talking, too.
And, yeah, and just to add to that, just our ISA program as well, is our goals are aligned with your goals. To
right.
keep the seniors safe in their home. But we also feel that it's not enough just to keep them safe. We want to improve overall quality of life. And that does involve, you know, connecting them with social resources.
Right.
So that could be a senior center. In town, obviously in North Hempstead, transportation is easier than in other parts
right.
that of the county, which
right.
we really love that for our clients. It's a great resource.
Great.
Just one quick question. The case manager, is it just anybody who can be a case manager, or is it someone who has specific training?
And when we come back from our break, we're 20 seconds from our break, we will address that. I think we're also going to have Martha Mata when we come back. You've been listening to Project Independence and You. Family and Children's Association has been here talking to us, letting us know of the wonderful programs they have. And we'll be right back. WCWP.org.